All right, everybody. Hello. Wow. You know, special church announcements bring out the finest people. They do. So thank you for coming out, everybody. I'm going to give you an announcement that we have. It's a sad, exciting announcement. Okay? So I'll explain it as we kind of unfold this together. So I'm going to tell you the announcement. Then I'm going to tell you how we came to the decision, and then I'm going to answer as many questions that you might already be asking about the announcement, okay? So here is our announcement. Evan and Carla's shows are going to be moving on from Epic, or from our church family. Aww. Yep, we're all kind of sad about that. So if you don't know Evan, Evan leads our worship ministry and has been involved in a lot of things here at Epic. Carla has been involved in our programming team, our creative media team, helping to enhance stuff that we do on Sunday mornings. So they've been a part of our church family for 7.5 years, something like that. So they're going to be moving on. Now, here's how we got to that decision. It has two parts. First part is wiring. Second part is passion. So the first part is about a year and a half ago, Evan came to Tim and I and explained that he was wrestling with some burnout related to his job. And so what we did was we engaged that conversation. We took off of him as much as we could take off of him. Eventually, we got him connected with a counselor who could help on that journey. And our plan or our thought at that time was, we're going to get him some help that he needs counseling-wise, and then he'll be stepping back into that leadership position that he was hired for. While he was meeting with the counselor did some personality testing, and some of that testing came back, and when we saw that together and looked at it, we kind of had a light bulb moment of, oh, this makes sense why you're being burnt out in the position that you have. Like, your wiring doesn't quite fit what you were hired to do. And what Evan was hired to do is, in addition to leading worship on Sunday mornings, was build our worship ministry, pursuing new potentials, recruiting, networking, all the stuff that we would put into that category of extroverted behavior. And if you see Evan on Sunday morning, you would think, he's an extrovert. And he can do very extroverted things on Sunday morning. And then outside of that, when he operates outside of that too long, it has led to some of his burnout. So while we were working, he was working with that counselor. That counselor kind of helped us to recognize he's not exactly in that right position for how he's wired. At the same time, they started sensing God was kind of pulling on them towards something else, towards their wiring, towards their passions. And I'm going to let them explain that in a minute, but I'm going to give my best shot at kind of summarizing what some of their passions are. And some of their passions are to reach a younger generation in a more metropolis environment in a smaller church context. And there's a lot of buzzwords out there today, missional church, and home church is not the right word, but it's in a smaller church context, so that kind of gets the idea. I'll let them explain that in just a minute. So as we were walking this journey out together, we came to that realization that it really seems like God is calling the shows onto the next adventure that he has for them. So that is the exciting part, that God is still speaking, God is still prompting, God is still calling, and they are responding to that. So again, we got an announcement that's sad and exciting at the same time. So I'm going to invite Evan and Carla up on stage so I can ask them more questions that you might be thinking about. So Carla, I see you have a little package of tissues. Yes. So I will ask a hard-hitting first question and say, how are you guys doing with all of this? I'm going to ask both of you that.
It's hard because God is calling us to some very exciting things. But Epic's been our home and our family. Before we brought Ephraim home, when I was ready to give up on church, Epic was the place that God had us come to. And so it hurts. It hurts to feel like God's calling us to move on. I'm very sad, but excited too.
Yeah. Evan, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, that covers it really well. Epic is home for us. Epic has been home for 7.5 years. It's been a fantastic home for us, and we love Epic. We love what Epic is doing. We love how Epic connects with our community. But as we hit the beginning of this new year, when we start our family fast, our church family fast together, God said, okay, I want you to start being ready, because I'm going to draw you into something new. And there is excitement in that, but it comes at the cost of a lot of sadness and a lot of pain with the idea that we're going to be separating to some extent.
It caught us off guard too. We started out the fast praying, you know, for wisdom with our finances, like, hey God, this is what we want to pray about. And God was like, all right, let me answer that and move on. So it kind of caught us off guard.
Yeah, obviously it's caught all of us off guard. We've been in this conversation for several months now, and we know that for most of our church family, this is the first time you're hearing it. And let me just be clear, that counselor that helped us understand Evan's wiring, we're no longer recommending that counselor to anybody.
Blacklisted, apparently.
Why would you use somebody like that? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. They're very helpful. So the second question is, would you clarify what God is calling you to?
We will try. So here's the fun part is we're still getting clarity on what this looks like for us. So as I said, at the beginning of the year, God started saying, I want you to just reimagine, relook at what you're doing when it comes to ministry. And he started to draw us into this idea of very small groups, very closely connected, very relational, discipleship, one-on-one driven, particularly with an age group that's in their early 20s to their mid-20s, you know, right out of college. That sort of age group is really the group that God's calling us to. But really a lot of it is getting into those smaller groups as much as possible, groups of 10, 20, 30 people at a time, and really helping them realize, that age group realize that they love the things that Jesus loves. They just don't know that those things come from Jesus. And there's a group of people, especially in that age group, who aren't coming out to look for churches. So as Trent said, there's some buzzwords around all of this. And I don't want to talk over top of you on this, but Epic is a very, we call it attractional church. So it's open the doors wide, as many people as possible. Come on, we want to introduce you to this guy named Jesus. And we make it a very safe, comfortable environment for people to begin having those conversations and then begin the journey. And then we walk with them along that way. But there are some people who just aren't looking to come walk through the doors of a church. It doesn't matter how attractive we make it, they're not interested. What God's asking us to do is go have those conversations with them in their environment. Go out and make connections with them, have dinner with them, have coffee with them, and begin the relationship and begin the conversation where they are. So that's sort of the difference in what God is calling us to do.
Yeah, that's great. Great clarity on that. When will this transition take place?
So we are going to transition out at the end of July. So our goal is to get through the summertime. We've got mission trips coming up. People are going to be all over the place, and we don't want to interrupt any of that. And so as we walked through this with Trent and Tim, the really cool part is seeing God kind of confirm this as we've gone through the process. So when we talked to Trent and Tim, they came in with, so here's a timeline that might work really well. And it's exactly the timeline that God had spoken to myself and Carla in a completely different context a few days before that. And so God had kind of lined it all up. So we're going to help through the end of July, and then we're going to step away at the end of July so that we also don't interrupt anything that comes from the beginning of the school year and all the energy we get in that growth season.
Oh, cool. So what were you going to be doing for work after July?
If anybody's hiring, my goal right now is to get back into IT. So before I moved into full-time ministry, I've been in IT since college, off and on in different places. And so I'm going to look for an IT position, something that gives me some freedom, hopefully to be able to, wherever God ends up calling us to, I can take that position and go work in that place.
So for clarity on that, you're not going to be jumping into another ministry role right now. You're going to be jumping into a different type of job so that you can make some transitional things happen until
exactly
that next thing is decided.
That's exactly okay. Right. Yeah, we're going to step out of ministry for a little while in that.
So what if you get a new job before August?
So if I get a new job, if something comes up and I just need to take the opportunity, if God just lays something out, I'll continue to lead worship on Sunday mornings, but my weekly responsibilities, which kind of range all over the place, those will be handed off a little more quickly. But I will continue to lead worship on the weekends as much as I'm able to. That's the goal.
So you mentioned that you're feeling called to more of a metropolis environment, and we are all in shock at that because we know Flagler County is big metropolis city, right? So when you talk about a bigger city environment, when are you talking about moving away?
Well, I have learned that I can't put too much of a box on God, but what we're sensing right now, what we're feeling right now is probably a year or two down the road is when God will probably call us to move and maybe move to a different location. It doesn't mean he won't call us sooner, but right now our plan isn't to move immediately. We need some time to figure out exactly what it is God's calling us to. So we've got these passions, we have these ideas, we have kind of this loose feeling around this is, I think, what it is that he's calling us to do, but we need some time to have conversations with people who do that sort of thing, who already do ministry in that way to figure out if that's the direction God really is calling us.
Great. Now, will you continue to attend Epic after that transition?
Probably not often after we get done in July. So we'll be here every week until then, but then once July comes around, we get through the month of July, we're gonna need the opportunity to explore, to research, to try different things, to figure out what it is God's calling us to do. So while it doesn't mean we won't be back and we won't come and visit, because we still love you guys, and so we still wanna have some time with you guys, but we will be spending more time in other places having other conversations.
Cool. Thanks for the clarity on that. Now, the big question that most people are asking is, what are we not telling them? Like, what's the story behind the story?
There's no story behind the story. There's nothing we're hiding. It's been our prayer when God started sort of moving the wheels forward, actually, that we wouldn't disrupt what God is doing at Epic, because we love Epic. We love what God is doing here, and the last thing we would want to do is get in the way with that. So there's no story. There's no hidden backstory. It's just, this is, God's just moving us in a different direction at this time.
Yeah, it's the reason why we wanted to lay everything out on the table. So we're not holding anything back. It's the reason why we talked about the burnout. I mean, that's not a pretty part of my life, but it's a part of this journey. It's a part of what God's used to take us into the next place. And so we wanted to share all of that because we're not trying to hide anything. We're not upset. We're not looking to run and go do our own thing because we're mad at something. We're not frustrated. We don't feel like we've been told. No, none of that's happened. We're not mad. We're not angry. We just feel like God is asking us to do something new, something different, and that's all.
Yeah, so thanks for the clarity on that, because often there is that suspicion of what else is going on, and it's been great for us to walk this out together and say, you know what, we're just going to tell the truth. Like, can you go wrong with that? No, we're just going to tell the truth. And it has several parts. It's got wiring, it's got burnout into it, it's got passions as a part of that. So we wanted you to know the journey that we've been on together over the past number of months and how we got to that decision. So some of you are also wondering, well, what are we going to do for worship? So I have been working very hard on an interpretive dance ministry that I would like some of you to help me with. And just kidding. So obviously we will need a worship leader. And I'm in conversations with people right now. We're exploring that. We're looking for who God might have as the next person to be our worship leader to take us to the next place that God wants us to go. So we're in conversations about that now, and we'll see when that person is revealed to us. So we're going to work hard to find the right person. What was that?
No dancing.
No dancing. Not by me. So we have a celebration planned on July 29th. So that'll be the last Sunday that the shows are here, and we'll be having a celebration over at the new Palm Coast community center, and we'll invite everybody to come over. There's a playground there, and just have a time of interacting and celebrating them and what God has done through them. So I would like you to help me thank them for being here for the past 7.5 years. So you see how many people love you. You guys can't leave now. All right, I'm going to pray for them. And what I ask is if you can stay and help us tear down. We've kind of thrown off our normal tear down system. We could use some extra hands to help us get this done. And if you've got the availability to do that, come up front. I think Tim's going to be up front here, help you get organized with what we need to do. But I'm going to pray for the shows, and then we'll be done for today. So let's pray together. God, I'm just so thankful for Evan and Carla and their kids and how you've used them in our church family over the past 7.5 years. And Lord, it's just been exciting to watch how you've used them to help us take steps in the direction you wanted us to go. And Lord, you have weaved them into the fabric of who we are. And we are so grateful for how you've used them to help us be the church for each other and our community. And Lord, when we make an announcement like this, we are both sad and excited. Sad about the new chapter beginning and yet excited about that new chapter beginning. I'm excited for them and what you want to do in their lives and the people that are going to be reached because they are purposely going out of their way to target people who wouldn't even check out a church. So, Lord, I pray Ephesians 3:20 over them that you would do infinitely more than they can ask or think in that ministry. I pray that you would give them clarity as they keep walking down this road, sensing where you want them to be and what that ministry is going to look like. And God, I pray for our church family as well. Lord, I know that you're going to provide us the right worship leader at the right time. And Lord, I know that you'll use them to help us step into the new chapter that you have for us as a church. Climb new hills. And Lord, I'm excited for who that person is. You know who they are. And I pray that you would reveal them to us in your timing. So God, thanks for this church family and the privilege that we get to serve you and our community. In Jesus' name we say this. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. If you can stay and help, Tim's going to be right here. If you want to come give the shows a hug, you can do that as well.